Time now to talk a little bit of football with our expert, Robbie Slater. Good morning, Rob.
Therein lies the problem. Good morning, boys. That's good to talk to you. But therein lies an issue, I think. Is I love the intro, you know, welcome to the world or what's going on in the world of soccer. But then you say straight away, let's find out what's happening in football.
Well, I'm just up with the times,
well,
Robbie Slater.
No, I think, Laurie, that you're on the money. I think it's all down to TK, really.
Oh, yeah, mate. All right, mate, you should have seen him go yesterday. TK, did you hear him?
No. I try not to hear him.
Mate, he went toe-to-toe with the Wolf. First time ever.
Did he?
Yeah, the Wolf got a bit...
Where is the Wolf? The Wolf has gone missing.
Well, I don't want to go through it all again, but what I'm worried about is...
Were you shaking your head a lot?
Well, I'm just worried about what the A-League's doing about the attempted eye gouge on the weekend, the ragdolling of an unconscious player, and then two coaches verbaling and putting on a scene on the sidelines. So I was just wondering, I haven't heard anything from the A-League yet.
Yeah. Oh, well, you had that argument with and the Wolves, so you're not going to have it with me.
No,
exactly right.
Because we're going to talk about what's happening in football and what is happening in football is, Laurie.
Modric, was that a surprise for you that he won the... It was it?
Look, it was a bit of a surprise. I thought, to be fair, you saw the candidates. Ronaldo was in there. I thought Griezmann would have been good. Look, Modric is fantastic, and certainly a large part of what he did, you know, took Croatia all the way to the final. So no, not a problem with the winner. I just thought Griezmann might have been the other one, which I guess he probably was. So we'll have to go to one. So no real problem. Had a fantastic year. Of course, won the Champions League, and that's probably what tipped it over in his favour. He won the Champions League with Real Madrid, and it's a bit of a change. I don't know if it's a changing of the guard, because Messi and Ronaldo are still playing, of course, at the very, very top level. But certainly in respect to the Ballon d'Or, it's the first time in 10 years that it's escaped the clutches, boys, of either Ronaldo or Messi.
Right. So, Modric's the best player in the world?
He had the best year, yes.
Right, okay. All right. I'll cop that. Now, I'll
no,
give you...
No, you don't look like you're copying much at the moment. You're a bit like me at the moment. You're a bit grumpy.
Mm. No, from the past 12 months, you can only buy one bloke. You'd buy Modric ahead of Messi or Ronaldo.
Personally, probably not.
Yeah.
But I think the winds have changed, if you want. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted a different name, maybe. But the two best players in the world are still Ronaldo and Messi. And I would say the other two being Neymar and Mbappe.
Yeah. Griezmann.
Griezmann. Love Griezmann. Antoine Griezmann.
Well, he got you a lot of money in the World Cup because you used to back him for first goal scorer.
Tu le temps. J'avais mis quand même souvent, j'avais mis le premier buteur, c'était toujours le preneur des penalties. Voilà.
Beautiful. Hey, listen, mate, Arnie says there's only six spots up for grabs for the Asian Cup squad.
Mate, six slots. Hey?
Where will they come from, Rob? How many A-League players will he take away in that squad?
Look, we don't know, but there will definitely be Hyundai A-League players in the mix.
Yep.
One that comes to mind is Ryan Grant, who had another fantastic game last week against the Central Coast Mariners. The one we're probably going to mention now, will he play or won't he play? I'd be very surprised if he does against Newcastle. Adam Taggart, because we're light in the front line. So that was a bit of a blow, him getting injured last week. And before he got injured, he could have had two before he left the field in the first half.
Yeah.
But, look, it's normal that Arnie puts it out there that, you know, there's places up for grabs. Otherwise, you know...
What about a bloke like Chris Economides?
Chris Economides would be on the radar, among others. You know, it's all about consistency now in the next 3 weeks, because that's when he'll name his squad.
This has been an ongoing sort of saga down there at Melbourne City. Fornaroli.
Yeah.
Is he in or out?
Look, I can't see him playing again for Melbourne City.
Again, at all? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be picked again in the squad. I think it's over, and I think he'll leave in January. When the transfer window opens, I think it's gone too far now.
That's just what I'm hearing. Maybe they'll surprise us and he'll be named in the squad.
Yeah. So with that then, Rob, do they just have to pay him until he gets transferred to another club?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So once he gets transferred, they stop paying.
Well, we should tell our listeners, he's fallen out with the coach, hasn't he?
Well, it depends. If he could still be getting paid by Melbourne City because he's a marquee player.
Mm.
Now, he could go on loan to another club, but the loan deal, the other club might not be able to afford his wage. So, therefore, he could move on loan and the Melbourne City would have to supplement his wage, so he's still getting the same money.
All right. And, mate, in these Premier League matches, they're all in the dying stages. Bournemouth 2-1 over Huddersfield, Brighton and Hove 3-1 over Crystal Palace, West Ham 3-0 over Cardiff, and Manchester City have scored again. They're 2-0 over Watford.
Yeah, well, nothing too surprising. Obviously, Huddersfield is big, you know, in respect to relegation. Man City, well, like I've said since the start of the season, mate, if you finish above Manchester City, you will be champions, and I expect the only team to be able to challenge them, boys, is obviously Liverpool. But, you know, next week, a lot of focus for those clubs as well. Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Arsenal and the Europa is on the Champions League because we've got a cracker next week when Liverpool take on Napoli at Anfield. It'll have to be a famous European night because they've got to win by 2 goals.
Wow.